USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire.
Some were detained, friends of his that were also on that base, as I understand it, and I also was told that some one or two were filming it. What's unclear is, were they filming it before it began, or was it something where they picked up their phones and filmed it once they saw it unfolding?
Esper on Fox News Sunday. The FBI says the shooter acted alone. On Fox News Sindi Futures, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham wants to pull the plug on the program that put the shooter in the classroom where three people died.
We need to suspend the Saudi program until we find out what happened here. I like the idea of training foreign pilots, understanding how the American system works. I like allies. Saudi Arabia is an ally, but there's something really bad here.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
There was a huge turnout in Hong Kong. Hundreds of thousands of anti-government demonstrators turned out in Hong Kong. The BBC's Laura Bicker reports the protests have remained largely nonviolent.
Beijing believes that these protests are part of US and UK interference. The local government here has called for calm. It has remained calm. There have been no problems as of yet. However, the determination to keep going is still there.
Observers say it was the biggest protest they've had there in months. The president is tweeting that an inspector general's report on FBI surveillance of a former Trump campaign aide will be Monday's big story in the news. But sources who have read the report say its conclusions found an adequate reason to suspect Russian election interference long before special counsel Robert Mueller was named to investigate it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At the box office this weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend. So, you know, I'm coming.
Disney's Frozen 2 is tops at the box office once again, bringing in $34.7 million. Number 2, Knives Out, with $14.2 million. Ford vs. Ferrari drops down to number 3 at $6.5 million. Number 4, Queen and Slim at $6.5 million. The Tom Hanks movie about Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, is at number 5 with $5.2 million. Number 6, Dark Waters at $4.1 million. 21 Bridges is at number 7 with $2.9 million. Playing with Fire is at number 8 with $2 million. Midway is at number 9 with $1.9 million. And The Joker still in the top 10, bringing in $1 million at the box office. The music industry and fans are mourning the loss of rapper Juice WRLD.
I still see your shadows in my room.
That's a clip from his song, Lucid Dreams. He was only 21 years old. Police say he had a medical emergency at Midway Airport in Chicago. He was named the top new artist at this year's Billboard Music Awards. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.